This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says trumpeter Lester Bowie is a musical comedian as well as a virtuoso improviser, and that's evident on recordings with his band Brass Fantasy. Bowie was a key player in Chicago's jazz avant-garde in the 60s, and for over 20 years he's played with the Art Ensemble of Chicago. But as for Brass Fantasy's latest recording, Kevin has mixed feelings.
These days, musicians are digging deep into jazz's rich history, and as a result, brass bands have been making a comeback. Young New Orleans units like the Dirty Dozen and the Rebirth Jazz Band honor their city's old parade bands, in which many early jazzmen worked. In modern jazz, the closest thing to a drum and bugle corps is Lester Bowie's Brass Fantasy, a 9-piece group with 4 trumpets, 2 trombones, French horn, tuba, and drums. Their third album is Twilight Dreams on the Venture label. Lester Bowie has always been something of a creative historian, specializing in the subversive revival of well-worn tunes like Hello Dolly and Let the Good Times Roll. Where Sonny Rollins imbues unlikely songs with dignity, making them seem brand new, Bowie's ironic readings make knowing reference to the original recordings. Typically, he'll mock a tune out. His command of half-valve techniques gives him the most speech-like and sarcastic sound in jazz. Brass Fantasy's remake of the 1959 hit Personality is faithful enough to make you remember how good the Lloyd Price version was. And yet Bowie still manages to sound a little snide. High points like Personality aside, Brass Fantasy's new album is disappointing. Often, the group sounds less like a reborn early jazz ensemble than like a hungover college football band. Nowadays, lowly marching bands are becoming respectable, judging from Spike Lee's movie School Days, and from the sound of Henry Threadgill's septet and Ed Wilkerson's octet Eight Bold Souls. But Bowie, like Lee and Threadgill, adopts marching bands' weaknesses along with their strengths. Steve Turry is a fine trombonist, but his arrangement of Michael Jackson's Thriller sounds like it was written and rehearsed in 6 minutes flat. Thank you. Bowie rises above that pedestrian arrangement, but that only emphasizes the disparity between some of these ensemble charts and the strong showings by players like Bowie, trumpeter Stanton Davis, and tuba whiz Bob Stewart. And bad as Thriller gets, with a tacky special effects finish, it's not the worst thing on the album. That honor goes to a disco track with mechanical hand claps, particularly obnoxious with a drummer as good as Philip Wilson aboard. More than Brass Fantasy's other albums, Twilight Dreams is a group effort, with trombonists Turi and Frank Lacey writing most of the music. Steve Turi's Duke's Fantasy is easily the best of the four new tunes. It's a deft homage to Ellingtonian brass textures, including the jungle growls that inspire Bowie. But when it comes to Poop Like Thriller, the leader knows best. This album doesn't have quite enough of his garlicky personality. When Brass Fantasy plays popcorn, I wish Bowie would opt for benign despotism instead of democratic rule.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Lester Bowie's new recording with Brass Fantasy called Twilight Dreams on the Venture label. This is Fresh Air.